degree from City College of San Francisco is your best bargain in the Bay. Just $20 per credit, and all non-credit classes are free. Day, evening, and online courses will begin August 15th. Start your bachelor's degree at City College SF and select from some 50 transferable academic programs. Or choose from 100 vocational programs leading to an associate's degree and a good-paying job. Learn English or prepare for citizenship at City College SF for free. Great financial aid programs as well. Easy online registration at ccsf.edu. That's ccsf.edu. Apply now to City College of San Francisco.
Attorney Rick Simmons has been an active leader of the Bay Area's progressive community for over 35 years.
Hi, Rick Simmons here. I've been representing employees all career. And if you've been subjected to harassment or discrimination in the workplace because of race, gender, religion, or orientation, my firm has the resources, the commitment, and the skill to stand up for you.
Timing is critical. Call Rick Simmons toll-free today at 1-877-LAW-1080 or check in on the web at fjslaw.com.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
Join me weekdays 9 to noon. Now back to the Progressive News Hour with John Scott on 960 The Quake.
They're called single-room occupancy hotels, loosely defined former tourist hotels that now serve as either transitional or a semi-permanent place to live. Tenants often share bathrooms and kitchens. The rents are often paid by state or federal programs, sometimes city programs, that allow tenants who might not be accepted at a quote-unquote regular apartment complex to find a place that they can call home. Jeff Webb lives in an SRO hotel in San Francisco's Tenderloin District. He writes a blog, redocuments some of his experiences, and has video as well. We have links to his blog site on the Progressive News Hour page of quakeradio.com, and Jeff Webb joins us this afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
What sparked your interest in these SRO hotels?
Oh, that's kind of a long story. I was actually homeless myself a long time ago, about 20 years ago.
Yes, sir.
And I lived in my van for a long time, then one day it got smashed into, and I ended up moving in here. But at the time, it was not, a Care Not Cash or anything homeless. It was just, it was owned by a private individual, and they were pretty, careful about who they let in.
How did you shoot the video that you have posted on your blog site?
I have a couple of different ways. I have a handheld video, and then I have, like, a security cam outside my door.
What was the most startling thing you found after you went back and looked at the tapes?
Fights. People getting beat up. This is stuff that I knew that happened before, but I wasn't really aware of it because I kind of keep to myself. But it was a little bit worse than I thought when I put up that cam.
Take us inside an SRO hotel. 99.9% of us have never even walked in the front door of one of these places, and the mainstream media doesn't give us a real good peek of what life is like there. Paint a little picture for us about just the experience of living in the place that you do.
Well, some places are worse than others. I mean, it really depends on the management, how much security they have. I've been into places that are worse than this. I've been into places that are a lot better than this. It really depends on the management. It depends on each individual building is different. Some of the larger like nonprofits that they run a number of different hotels. Some of them are better than others. I can say that for sure.
How long have you lived in the hotel now?
15 years in this one.
Mm-hmm. Do you see conditions getting a little bit better, a little bit worse, or is it a fairly stagnant situation?
It's gotten better recently, and I think partly maybe because of the blog. I'm not exactly sure. But the main problem is that a lot of this stuff is recurring. I mean, sometimes it's the type of people they let in, and it's very difficult, even when they cause problems, to get them back out.
How often do you change neighbors, Jeff?
Oh, God. They come and they go. I mean, sometimes they stay for quite a while if they're good, but then sometimes they just stop paying rent. I'm trying to figure out how that works, too, because supposedly they get GA or Care Not Cash, and then you look at the court website and there's all these filings for non-payment of rent. How does that work?
And the police come in and they have to take them out of there or move their belongings.
Sometimes they do, yeah. Sometimes they leave willingly. Sometimes they just disappear. Sometimes they get taken to jail.
On your site, Jeff, there's some pictures of, you can help explain it to me, and we'll send people to take a look at it, of places to put needles?
Yeah, there is. That's always bothered me a little bit.
There are needle drop-off boxes in the hallway?
There are needle drop-off boxes on every single floor, and from what I've been told, it's for protection. Well, it's for protection of everybody, because before they put it up, they'd be stuffed in the toilets. You know, you have to understand that this is the next step after Golden Gate Park, what's been in the news recently. And this is something that's bothered me, because every day I got to walk by these things, and I even talked to some of the maintenance about how many needles get put in there, and it's hard to describe, but it's they can hold like 50 needles from what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time I walk by there, they're full, and lately they haven't picked up because the elevator's out. But it just bothered me that they have to be there in the first place, because on the one hand, nobody does drugs here on Care Not Cash, but on the other hand, they have these boxes there. It just doesn't add up.
Jeff Webb joining us on the Progressive News Hour on 960 The Quake. Jeff writes a blog, blueoz.com. We have a link to it on the News Hour page of our website, quakeradio.com, if you'd like to look at it. There's a pizza place on the ground floor of your building?
There is.
That video is rather disturbing.
Oh, that one, yeah. That's the kind of stuff that happens out there. But that's hard to know.
I know what's funny. It's not funny. Aha. It struck me as funny that in your piece of video, you have these two gentlemen running the pizza place. There's a group of six, seven people arguing. One woman is extremely agitated. She looks like looks loaded. And after the fight, there's a fight that moves into the pizza parlor.
Yeah, and then back out again.
Then back out, back in and out. And then she turns around and goes, "You can have three pizzas."
Yeah, we think those are some of the late night clubbers that have been around. It's like that on a Saturday night. That's what people don't know. You come down here, you'll see things like that sometimes. And this is kind of related to the clubs, because it didn't used to really happen that much before.
Club 6 is at 6th and Market, next to that pizza place. You go down the stairs.
Yeah, they're just doors down, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's also in the news. They have some running with the Entertainment Commission.
Jeff, would you like to get out of your situation?
Right now, this is, partly I'm still here because I'm on rent control. And it might be small, but it's nice up here, as long as it's down Dole Roar. It's nice. The rent control, really helped out a lot, and that's fine. It's just that some of the stuff I really think is unnecessary. It doesn't really have to be that way with as long as there's like tighter controls or better management, simple things like that.
Jeff, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Appreciate your honesty. You read Webb's blog at BlueOz and put some links to the video with us in our conversation. It's on the Progressive News Hour page of QuakeRadio.com. More of today's news coming up. Woody Shaw from the Enderley Club with his perspective and reaction. His movie We're Made Easy viewing Thursday night. Grandler and Oakland Coltsport also coming up. Now let's check traffic. Here's Sam Kuntz on 960 The Quake.
Thanks, John. This traffic report brought to you by Nancy's World. Starting in Marin, northbound 101, looks like stop-and-go traffic from Sin Beach exit until you pass 8. San Francisco, looking at 101 northbound stop-and-go from Allegheny until you get to Lower Deck Impact. Martinez, eastbound Highway 4. Now there's stop-and-go traffic from Pacheco Boulevard until you pass A Street. We have an accident in Novato as well. This one's northbound 101, blocking both of the lanes after Washington Street in Petaluma and the Cupertino area. This is southbound 680. We have a car blocking the Bird Avenue off-ramp in San Jose. Check your real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. This report brought to us by Mancini Sleep World. Live life, rest easy. During Mancini Sleep World's truckload mattress sale, they'll beat anyone's advertised price by 10% or your mattress is free. Mancini's offers free delivery, a free frame, free up, a labeled mattress away too. Call 1-800-6-SLEEP or visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight. I'm Sebastian Kuntz on 960 The Quake Progressive Talk Radio.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Classes start August 22nd and cost just $20 per unit. There is still time to register, so call 650-306-3366 now or log on.
No word in the English language rhymes with orange. Most of the signers of the Declaration of Independence didn't actually sign on July 4th. The word samba means to rub navels together. A jiffy is equivalent to 1/100th of a second. Licking a stamp consumes 1/10th of a calorie. The longest recorded chicken flight was 13 seconds. An ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain. A catfish has over 27,000 taste buds. No president of the US has been an only child. The Mini Cooper comes standard with 6 airbags. That includes an advanced head protection system, a pair of tube-shaped airbags that drop from the headliner to protect front and rear passengers. Unlike conventional airbags, they stay inflated longer to protect you during multiple impacts, which is pretty useful, especially now that your head has even more stuff inside it. The preceding was a thought from Mini, helping to protect your head and all that's in it.
To experience Mini for yourself, visit Mini of Concord for a test drive. Call 866-362-5356 or visit them online at miniofconcord.com.
With Comcast Triple Play, now you can have the best and most advanced technology in the world, like digital voice, digital cable with on-demand, and Comcast high-speed internet. It's so easy. With one company, one bill, and one cable. It's Comcastic. Go to Comcast.com now for more information.
Weatherford BMW in Berkeley is one of the gay-friendliest car centers in the entire Bay Area. You and your partner can shop for your next BMW with complete confidence. Weatherford BMW has lots of cars in stock, and their staff is smart, friendly, and welcomes your business. Weatherford BMW, a friend of the community, in Berkeley on Ashby, just off I-80 and close to everywhere. Weatherford BMW, one of the gay-friendliest car centers.
Special lease and financing options available on the 2007 3 Series through BMW Financial Services.
Cost You Less Insurance has teamed up with the California Association of Food Banks to help fight hunger. Call 1-800-390-7283 to find a drop-off spot near you. Together we can make a difference for nearly 3 million California families.
The Progressive News Hour continues on 960 The Quake.
I'm John Scott. Our culture report coming up in a few minutes. Norman Solomon later. His film War Made Easy premieres in the Bay Area on Thursday night. It's at the Grand Lake in Oakland. Now we continue our conversation about residential hotels. A few minutes ago, we spoke with Jeff Webb, who told us about his experiences as a current resident of the Seneca Hotel, and now the man who runs it and other facilities like it in San Francisco, Randy Shaw. He is the editor-in-chief of Beyond Cron Comedy's head of the city's Tenderloin Housing Clinic. We wanted his perspective on the issue and give him a chance to tell us what he does at the THC. Randy, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Are you familiar with Jeff Webb's blog? Have you ever read it?
Well, actually, I when your producer read me his name, I didn't recognize it, but I have been sent, so I know about this guy's webcam or whatever that he has in the Seneca Hotel.
Yeah. Tell us what the Tenderloin Housing Clinic does and what services it provides for the community.
Well, we're the primary operators of single room occupancy hotels for homeless single adults. We lease 15 hotels, the Seneca being among them, which is on 6th Street, a 200-room hotel, which is actually quite a beautiful hotel. It should be a national landmark. So the tenants are generally pretty satisfied there.
What are the conditions for them to move in? What do they have to bring to the table to be allowed to move in?
Well, our hotels are almost all of our rooms are by referral from the city. So although this is not a care not cash hotel, to get into the Seneca, you either have to be on SSI, which is disability, or in the PACE program, which is an employment program for welfare recipients. So we have you can't just come in off the street and ask to get into the Seneca. You have to be referred by a case manager from the city.
What is, for those that don't know, just in a sentence, basically, tell us about Care Not Cash.
Well, Care Not Cash was through a ballot measure that Mayor Newsom, when he was a supervisor, supported, which deducted money from single adults who claimed they were homeless on welfare and used it for rent. So they have a choice. Either they take housing or they get a reduction in their grant. And that resulted in another $14.5 million spent on supportive housing. And housed, obviously, like 1,500 more housing slots. So this is not, the Seneca was the second, it was actually the very first hotel ever in the city's leased housing program through the Department of Human Services. It was first one May 1st, 1999.
So if we were following a flow chart, we would start with Park Bench, a Care Not Cash hotel, and then a hotel like the Seneca, which has some concrete requirements for admission.
Oh no! Well, actually, all of them have no. It would just mean that if you're on SSI, well, you're not eligible for Care Not Cash. So if you're on SSI and you're in a shelter, the case manager would say, "Okay, you're ready for housing," and they'd refer you to the Seneca. Or if you're in an employment program, you'd be sent potentially to the Seneca because you're homeless. The theory is, and it was proven very successful, that people who are homeless have a very difficult time getting employment. Once they're housed, the chances go up.
Right. I've read and heard that, too. Randy Shaw with us on the Progressive News Hour on 960 The Quake. He runs the Tenderloin Housing Clinic, and also you may have read his work in BeyondCron.com. We have a link to both on the Progressive News Hour page of QuakeRadio.com. Have you seen the videos? Has anybody sent... He posted them on YouTube, so they've been floating around.
Yeah, I've been sent a video of what appears to be, I forgot if there was some altercation between two tenants on, I guess, his floor.
That's correct. That's one of them. Is that in the Seneca where he filmed that? I didn't ask him precisely where he shot it.
I presume so. The thing about that is, as I've said, if his goal, if any, you know, we have a policy, if a tenant reports to us that two tenants are, you know, engaged in improper conduct, we certainly write them up, notify them, send a case manager up to talk to them, and if they continue with improper behavior, they get evicted. So I'm not exactly sure, you know, what the implication almost might be, well, I have to document this because I'm not getting results. All anyone has to do is go down to the courthouse and look at the number of evictions due for violence and drug dealing, and they would certainly see that we are not very tolerant of it.
Not an easy job, is it, Randy?
Well, no, it isn't, because you have a very difficult population. I mean, most people these days are homeless because they have a substance abuse problem or have had problems being evicted elsewhere. So the pool of tenants that we're selecting from, let's put it this way, it's tenants who private landlords will not rent to. Either they've had evictions on their records. So we're renting to people who've had a lot of problems, and we don't want to say the very first time they cause a problem, say, okay, we're going to evict you, so you're back on the street bothering the public. So you have to really only want to evict people who, you know, because they're going to end up on the street, first make sure you've tried everything, which is why we have on-site support services to really work with tenants, give them every opportunity to succeed.
Do you get as much feedback as you'd like from the tenants? Are they forthcoming about their concerns?
These folks aren't bashful. In fact, I mean, the Seneca is our oldest hotel. It was a very difficult one because over 200 rooms on 6th Street. But we did a major renovation of the ground floor, put in a community kitchen, redid the lobby. There's a washer and dryers, places for bike racks. So the tenants have been very, very happy with all these improvements. The kitchen at the Seneca is one of the nicest communal kitchens in San Francisco.
Are you getting enough funding? That's an obvious question, but what are your funding frustrations?
Well, obviously, you know, the main thing about funding is, you know, we'd like to be able to pay our staff more. I mean, we have the highest paid janitors and desk clerks of any nonprofit, but we'd like them to make more money, because the higher you pay your staff, the more quality you get in terms of longevity and the like. So, you know, I would say that would be the one thing that we would really, you know, be great if we could pay our line workers more money and have more stability. And you know, San Francisco is a very expensive city, so we can pay $14, $15 an hour, but, you know, that doesn't go that far in this city with rents as what they are.
Sure. Tell you what I'll do. I'll send you a couple of these links. Maybe you haven't seen them, and it'll be news to you, and maybe we can bring you all together. And maybe the idea is to have everyone have a safe, clean place to live. I mean, that's the bottom line for everybody.
Yeah, I would say that our longtime manager at the Seneca is one of the most popular managers we have anywhere, and you know, and if anyone comes in with a problem, he deals with it. So I've never had Jeff Webb contact me directly, so I'm not sure what route he wants to take. I'm happy to work with him.
We'll continue the conversation. Randy Shaw, the Tenderloin Housing Clinic, and you're the editor-in-chief of Beyond Cron, right?
Thank you, yes.
Very good. Thanks for joining us on the News Hour.
Always a pleasure.